Good morning, and welcome to Stony Creek Church on this snowy Sunday morning. Good to see you here today. It's Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. It's a very important Sunday. It's a day churches all over America pause to mourn the tragic 1973 Supreme Court decision, Roe versus Wade, that struck down all the existing laws against abortion or restricting abortion in any way. And since then, over 60 million children, try to get your head around that number, 60 million children have been legally put to death in this country. And millions of women have been scarred as a result. I know I've talked with some of them, not millions, but I've talked with enough. The U.S. is among a tiny minority of countries that place nearly no restrictions on abortion whatsoever, right up to the time of delivery. And so we are a leader. We are a leader in this industry of exterminating children and wounding women. Abortion is the chief human rights issue of our time. In the 19th century in this country, there was slavery. In this time, in this era, it's abortion. But Sanctity of Human Life Sunday is not just a time for mourning. It's also a time to celebrate life. Life that begins right at the moment of conception, and reminding us all of our need for compassion, to reach out to hurting women with unwanted pregnancies and showing them the better way and helping them. Not just saying don't get an abortion, but showing a better way. The Crossroads Care Center in Auburn Hills is an outstanding resource right here in our area to help expectant moms, new moms in crisis. And at the Crossroads Center, all clients are treated with dignity and respect and compassion. The center provides information to help women and men to make good decisions on this area. Crossroads offers free pregnancy testing, free STD testing, free ultrasounds, and counseling. The message at Crossroads is you are not alone. We are here to stand with you, to help you. Today, we have a special guest from the Crossroads Care Center to share with us. Her name is Ginger Pisklow. And she is the office assistant there at the center. She's been there for 8 years, and she frequently represents the center for engagements like this today. And so please give a nice Stony Creek welcome to Ginger Pisklow.
Thank you. It's great to be here again. I was here when you gave a shower to one of our clients last year, I guess it was. And what a great blessing. What a great blessing. You had like two or three different vans help her take stuff to her home. And I thought, you didn't just witness and minister to this mom, but all of those people in that apartment complex who saw you, all the blessings that you had given her, and all the people that had gone and carried stuff up to our house for her. What a great ministry. What a great outreach. And I just thank you. And I love that your church supports us so graciously. 1 John 3:18 says, "Let us not love with words and speech, but with actions and in truth." And that's what our center is all about. I have the privilege of being the first person that you come in contact with, whether you call or whether you come in at Crossroads. Crossroads Care Center started in 1984 with a handful of men. I just met one of them out in the lobby today, which that was exciting. A handful of men and women who wanted to make a difference in pregnant women's lives. We originally started in Rochester, Michigan, and as we grew, we moved to our current location in Auburn Hills. We are a Christian organization, so our main priority is sharing Jesus with everyone who comes into our center. Multiple lives, when we share Jesus with our clients as they come in, not only is the pregnant mom saved, and her life is saved, but also the unborn child and generations thereafter. So not only do we save the mom, but we also save her child and generations to come. So despite what the Supreme Court rules regarding Roe versus Wade, people still need Jesus. Our moms still need to hear the good news that of the hope that Jesus brings to their life. And we still need to pray for those making decisions in our country today and the pregnancy centers all across the country. Our statistics show that about 77% of the tests done in our center have had previous abortions, either one or multiple abortions. The great thing about Crossroads Care Center is when they come in for a test, we don't just tell them that abortion is wrong, but we do so much more than that. We can do so much more than advise against it. We can provide hands-on help no matter what their pregnancy choice is. We had a girl come in a couple weeks ago who had an abortion a few months earlier. She was concerned that she still might be pregnant or pregnant again. Our nurse met with her, ran a test, listened to her story, and responded with her story about with information of how our center can help her. And she responded to the counselor, "I wish I had known a few weeks ago that there was a center like this that I could get help from." She said, "I would not have aborted." She's currently now, like I said, despite their decision, we can help them. We can give them hands-on help. She is scheduled for post-abortion counseling with one of our counselors to help her through that. Our biggest challenge is getting the word out that we are here to help and support them. We have devoted volunteers who will support our clients no matter what their choice is. They do that through sharing current, up-to-date information, Bible studies that explains how valuable they are to God, and teaching them how to care for their newborn and their other children if necessary, and providing necessities throughout their pregnancy until their baby is about 3 or 4 years old. Our baby care program runs through the pregnancy and until the baby is a year old. Our volunteers meet with them once a month, talking with them, praying with them, and taking them to our materials building where it is stock full thanks to the generosity of churches and people like you. Baby clothes, diapers, formula, baby food, almost anything that you would need to care for a pregnant woman would need and to care for a baby. We offer childbirth classes and also provide breastfeeding support. If we don't have what they need, we have a whole book of resources that we can send them to. We just developed a toddler program this year, so when after their baby turns a year old, they can log on to Zoom for a Bible study once a week with one of our counselors and come in once a month to receive the items that they need for their toddler. So we support them through the word, through truth, and also deed with baby items, food, clothing, and education. I've been at the center for about 8 years, serving in various capacities. I've had the pleasure of seeing women come in scared. They don't know what to do. They have no direction. And after a few times meeting together with them, they are confident, more sure of themselves, and on the road to becoming self-sufficient. There was a client that had come in. She was raising her child by herself, taking college classes, working a full-time job. She was doing all the right things to care for her family, but she just couldn't make ends meet. That is where our baby care program comes in. We gave her formula to supplement what WIC gives her once a month. She received diapers to make it to the next payday. We were able to give her baby clothes and maternity clothes. I've seen clients, I sit at the front desk, so I see clients come in before they've met with anybody, and they're just mad at the world. They have had an awful day. And by the time they have met with our blood-bought sanctified counselors for 30 minutes, they come down the hallway laughing and with smiles on her face. It truly is an outreach ministry for Jesus, and we couldn't do it without you all. Another part of our ministry is encouraging godly sexual attitudes and practices. This is accomplished through our STD services, which include testing, education, and treatment. And this is all done free of charge. We have the opportunity to build Christ-centered, trusting relationships so that we can encourage our clients to make better choices for their sexual health. Promoting healthy sexual values is also done in the SHARE program that teaches in public and private schools and other organizations and operates out of our building. The SHARE program strives to positively influence young people's sexual behavior. SHARE stands for Sexual Health and Relationship Education. They give the students a good foundation to build healthy relationships and to teach them good, healthy practices, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally as well. You can find out more about the SHARE program on their website, sharefor4u.org. One of the students who was in the SHARE program in school, she had mentioned that she had just gotten out of a toxic relationship, and in class they had taught what a healthy relationship looks like. And she said, knowing what a healthy relationship is now, I can avoid a lot of heartbreak and pain the next time I'm in a relationship. We believe that at conception, man is created in the image of God. And we demonstrate that to our pregnant clients by offering two ultrasounds. The first ultrasound is to identify fetal heartbeat, location of the pregnancy, number of weeks pregnant, and the estimated due date. There is a saying, seeing is believing. They are able to actually see that there is a child growing and developing inside of them. We offer a second ultrasound about 2 or 3 weeks later to help us follow up on them to be sure that they've gotten medical care from a doctor, they're in a prenatal care program with a doctor, and that things are going well. And if they're not going well, to be able to see how we can help them and give them the resources that they need. At that time, we encourage them to sign up for our baby care program so we can meet with them once a month and continue on that relationship and that support and that help. We had a girl come in for a pregnancy test. Her pregnancy test came back positive. She was set on terminating her pregnancy. She had a 20-month-old and had just left an abusive relationship. And it was discovered that she was maybe pregnant. Living with her mom, working full-time, she felt it was in the best interest to terminate her pregnancy. She was afraid of losing her job. After talking with her sonographer of her rights as a working pregnant woman and seeing the image of her little gummy bear on the screen, she chose to carry her baby to full term. As you can see, all of our services relate to one another. With the SHARE program and our STD clinic, we can teach them what a healthy relationship looks like and share godly sexual principles. There will be less pregnancies. If we can let them know when they are pregnant, there are other options besides abortion, there'll be less abortions. And when they carry to full term, if we can give them the help and support throughout their pregnancy and caring for their children, there'll be less abandoned and abused children. And we can't do anything without the help and support of churches and people like you. There's some things that you could be praying about and get involved in that are coming up. We will be starting to do a prenatal visits with a doctor. We've had a doctor who has volunteered once a week to do prenatal visits with our clients who they come to that second ultrasound, they haven't got hooked up with a doctor for prenatal care, and she will do those prenatal cares in the beginning. And we will also assist her in signing up for Medicaid and getting insurance and WIC and the things that she needs. Our annual banquet is coming up in March, and we'll be doing an in-person and online as well. We're encouraging churches to host watch parties, and during the banquet, if you feel you can support it, you want to sponsor a table, that's also available too. And there'll be information coming out in that soon, if not already. Opportunities to be involved in Crossroads on a weekly or monthly basis. Most all of our services are volunteer. Our counselors are volunteer. They'll come in once a week. They'll meet with five or six clients, help them through the whole process of bringing up a child. And we know that's a difficult thing. Supporting them, encouraging, praying with them. Our nurses do our pregnancy tests, and they do ultrasounds. And so we have nurses that come in. Praise God, we have a nurse every day that we're open that can do pregnancy tests. So we're very thankful for that. Physician's assistants or doctors. We need a physician's assistant doing our STD testing. And also, we can use them to do, they can do ultrasounds, pregnancy tests. We also need volunteers to come in for mailings and phone calls. Our materials building, we're getting donations in like all week long. We have tons of donations, and we have volunteers come in and sort through all the donations that we get and to place them and put them in our materials building so our moms can come in and find what they need for their child. And the prayer team, we have a prayer team that I think that they meet twice. They used to meet every week. Now I think it's twice a month that come in. And if you want to be part of the prayer team, if you want to be part of any of these things, just give us a call and let us know, and we'll hook you up with the people and that you need to talk to. Thank you very much for letting me share something that is very dear to my heart.
Thank you very much, Ginger. Really appreciate sharing with us. The Crossroads Center is one of our missions organizations. 11% of all our donations to the general fund go to our missionaries and mission organizations. And so when you support Stony Creek, you are helping to support the Crossroads Center. Every single human life is precious, is valuable beyond your wildest dreams to God. If you doubt that, if you question that, if you need proof of that, just look at the cross. Jesus paid the penalty for every single human being on the face of the planet. He did that to save us. You know, I have pro-choice friends, and when the subject comes up, they'll say, well, you guys just want to condemn abortion, you pro-lifers, but what about all these women and their needs and so forth? And I'm always so happy when they bring that up to tell them about the Crossroads Center and the things that pro-lifers do and strongly believe in and heavily support. It's not just about looking down, it's not at all about looking down your nose on a person who gets an abortion or condemning. It's about helping. It's about showing compassion. In the book of Deuteronomy, God says these words in chapter 30. Please help me when we come to the yellow print. Read along with me. God says, I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life. There are many ways that we can choose life. You may not be a young woman who's facing an unwanted pregnancy, so you might think, well, this doesn't apply to me, but that would really, really be wrong. Look at some of the ways that we can choose life. We can choose life by reaching out to a mom with an unwanted pregnancy. Maybe you know one at work, in your neighborhood, in your family that could use some compassion and a helping hand. Another thing is by praying for the judges and justices, Supreme Court justices, to make pro-life decisions. We've got this huge thing before the Supreme Court right now that could possibly overturn Roe versus Wade or push it back a lot. And there are other decisions made by lower courts that we all need to pray about. Another thing is by volunteering at the Crossroads Care Center. We heard some of the ways that we can do that. And you can go to their website in case you missed it or forgot, and they have a list of all the different things that they need help with. Another thing, way you can choose life, is by contacting and praying for government leaders to support pro-life legislation. This does make a difference when you contact your legislator or the governor or the president. I've done this myself and encouraged our church to do this on many occasions. There's more than just the ballot box. There's also, and it's so easy now, because nowadays you can usually email something, whereas before you had to write a letter or make a phone call. And those things are still open too, to do those. Another way you can choose life is by sharing the truth about abortion with friends and family. I know we resist having those uncomfortable conversations, but you can speak the truth in love and, you know, share the love of Christ and be the cool head in the room. It takes prayer, it takes studying up a little bit on some of these things, but we need to do that. I think sometimes about the people in the 19th century in this country that were against slavery but just didn't want to speak up about it very much. And now we look back at those people when we see them in a movie or see them, read about them in a book or something, and we think, how could they be silent? How could they be silent when this was going on? I would never do that, would you? We've got an issue here that's like that. This is the human rights issue of our time. Another thing you can do is by voting only for pro-life candidates and supporting pro-life legislation. I wouldn't give you a dime for a politician who does not care about the most vulnerable people among us, the little people, the littlest, the ones that absolutely cannot care for themselves. And so vote pro-life. And then finally, on my list here, is you can choose life by filling a baby bottle up with money to help the Crossroads Center. We have them out there on the table. Just take it home, fill it up with change or bills, bring it back by February 6th. February 6th, that's not long from now, that's 2 weeks. So fill it up, bring it back, and you say, oh, I'll forget if I take it home. Well, if you do, go to our website and you can make a donation at my.stonycreek.church. And there's a place where it says donate, where you can donate specifically to this drive. I forgot to say this, and it was pointed out to me between the services, all the things that I didn't mention that I should have. So I'm mentioning it now. Do this to help the Crossroads Center. Be pro-life. Be pro-life. Choose life. But in an even greater way, God chose life for you and for me. Jesus said in John chapter 6, the true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven. Who would that be? Jesus himself, and gives life to the world. I am the bread of life. Help me. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Jesus died on the cross. He is the bread of life. When his body was broken for you. When his blood was poured out, it was poured out to forgive your sins, to cleanse you, to draw you into a relationship with the true God. You can know Jesus Christ simply by repenting and turning to him in faith. That's what it takes to be born again, to receive the life of God that Jesus paid for on the cross. And we're going to remember that right now with our monthly celebration of the Lord's Supper. And so I'm going to ask the elders and those assisting to come forward to distribute the elements. And we've got the band going to come up to prepare to give us some music. And this is a time right now for us to introspect, to ask the Lord to shine that spotlight on our hearts and to reveal to us what we need to confess. Are you holding a grudge against somebody? Don't partake of these elements with that sin unconfessed. Let that go. Are you living in a moral relationship? You need to repent of that. Scripture says if we partake of these elements in an unworthy manner, the Lord will discipline his children. Read about it. It's in 1 Corinthians 11. This is serious. It's an important time. It's a time of celebrating and remembering, but it's also a serious thing that we're doing here. We are proclaiming the heart of the gospel message, that Jesus died for us, that his blood was poured out for us, and of course that he rose from the dead. So let's take a moment to confess our sins, just a moment of silence here. If you're not a follower of Jesus and you're not ready to make that commitment now, just let the elements pass you by. Don't make a statement about yourself that isn't true. Okay? Better yet, entrust yourself to the Lord at this moment so that you can receive that eternal life and partake. Father in heaven, so grateful that when I didn't deserve it, when I was a rebel running in the other direction, you cared. You loved me anyway. You sent Jesus to die for me and for everyone else. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that broken body and that poured out blood. May we truly remember the Lord Jesus in this celebration of the supper. And Father, as you have given life to us in Jesus, may we extend that life to others, especially people who are hurting, people who don't know where to turn. Maybe it's a mom who's wondering whether or not she should go to full term with her baby. Maybe it's a young mom who's doesn't have adequate resources to make it from paycheck to paycheck. Oh Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, to have the arms of Jesus to reach out in love to others. And now, Father, we confess our sins to you. We once again ask that you would forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We thank you for this bread and this cup. May we partake of these elements in Jesus' name. Amen. As the elements are distributed, just hang on to the bread and the cup. They all come in one little package until we all partake together. All right, well, we partake of the bread first. And so just remove the foil portion from that and take out the little wafer. And we look at the words of the Lord Jesus the night before he died. It says, at that Last Supper that he took bread, gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's remember the Lord together. Now we flip it over and open up the juice portion. It says, in the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Let's remember the Lord together right now. If you would, please stand with me. We have the offering box in the back, if you brought your offering for today. And many of us have already given online. We just want to say, before this closing song to the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. And as we give to you, may we give from the heart, not just paying a bill, but giving back to you from what you've given to us. We commit it to you in Jesus' name. Amen.